Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Made for Life, the radio program sponsored by Marriage and Family Ministries. I'm Amanda Thompson, and I'll be your host for a very special program today on the extraordinary Synod on the Family. And I am so excited to have Alice Heinzen with me on the phone today. Alice is the director of the Office for Marriage and Family Life at the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And Alice and her husband, Jeff, were chosen to represent the families of the United States in Rome last October at the Extraordinary Synod. What an amazing honor. Welcome, Alice.
Well, good morning, Amanda, and to all of your wonderful listeners in the Chicagoland area.
Great. It's great to have you with us, and I'm so excited for our listeners to hear about your experience. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that the Chicagoland people will still continue listening when they know that I am from Wisconsin, the home of those Packers.
Oh.
You know, each and every year, we have just one of the best football relationships, don't we?
Yeah.
In the Bears
oh,
and the Packers.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. So, yes, I hail from Wisconsin. I was actually born in northern Wisconsin and have spent most of my life living in Wisconsin. I've been married for 35 years to my wonderful husband, Jeff, and together God blessed us with three amazing children who are all married. They live kind of around the Midwest area, though we've got one that went off to Louisiana, and they have gifted us with five granddaughters.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of pink drama and excitement in my life at this moment. So it's awesome. It's good stuff.
That is so lovely. Well, it's great to have you with us, even though you are from Wisconsin. We'll deal with that. So tell us about what the Extraordinary Synod on the Family is and what happened back in October and how you and Jeff were chosen.
Well, let's start with that chosen piece. My canned answer has been, since we found out last July that we were selected, we really still are not clear exactly how our names were the ones that were surfaced and selected by Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and I, so I need to back up a little bit for your listeners, but my husband Jeff used to work alongside of me in the Diocese of La Crosse, and we worked together for over nearly 15 years until last year when Jeff was asked to step up to be a president for one of our Catholic school systems. And at that point, I then took on the directorship position. And so Jeff and I both changed jobs in July 1, and we had a son that got married on July 19th. And on July 24th of that same month, 1 week later, we both received letters notifying us that we were going to go to the Senate. And we're not exactly sure of the selection process, except we know that we're hoping and humbled that perhaps by the good work that we've done together as a husband and wife in the Diocese of La Crosse, that might have had some bearing on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I would call that the month of abundance. Unbelievable events that happened in your life.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that would be the cup runneth over, definitely. And I definitely think, obviously, it's so neat to be recognized for such good work and good work together, too, for the Catholic Church. That's amazing.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is also for your leadership, you know, your listeners to know, is that the term extraordinary synod is not extraordinary because Jeff and Alice Heinzen got to go, but we call it extraordinary because in church language, extraordinary means an added meeting to the normally scheduled meetings at the Vatican. So this October, I think most people are aware that there's going to be the Synod on the Family. And that one is just called the Ordinary Synod because it has been on the Vatican schedule for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary simply meant that Pope Francis wanted a preparatory meeting before the one this October. And our job, as there were 250 people in the meeting, there were 14 lay married couples. There were 19 what we called fraternal delegates, a number of what we had of canon lawyers called experts, and then the rest were our ordained, the cardinals and the bishops and priests. So our job was to surface the challenges that families have and face across the globe. It was a real eye-opener for me, Amanda. You know, we know our little problems here in the U.S., but boy, when you sit down and you hear from people around the globe, it is an eye-opener and taught me a lot about, wow, how the family really is facing some amazing perils, as is marriage, from ocean to ocean.
Yeah. And the fact that we're having the World Meeting of Families here in Philadelphia, again, I think giving an opportunity for people in the United States to realize the global church and the global struggles and joys of families across the world. And it's so different. We're experiencing such different challenges and joys, I think, than other people are.
Well, and you know, it's kind of interesting because here in the U.S., a lot of people are a little bit confused about all the rapidity, the quickness with which all this is happening. We had the extraordinary synod in October. People know that there's going to be this extra synod or the regular synod in October, and in between it is this World Meeting of Families, and what's that?
Right.
And people kind of think they're all related, when in essence, they're not. Yeah. I mean, they're all themed. But the World Meeting of Families happens also every 3 years, and it's something that was started by John Paul II. And usually they've had the first 11 meetings somewhere else in the world. This is the first one that we're hosting here in the United States.
Yeah, so, and that's amazing.
It is going to be amazing.
What a time for families. So we are actually going to take a little break.
Sure.
And then when we return, we're going to talk more about this amazing event, the Extraordinary Synod, and your experience with it. So please stay tuned.
Have you ever considered the priesthood, not sure what to do about it? Then the In Search Discernment Group might be for you. Each week, men from around the Archdiocese of Chicago gather to pray and learn more about the call to the diocesan priesthood. The group is open to college seniors and young professionals. The discernment group starts in October and meets each week from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Quigley Pastoral Center downtown. If you would like to learn more, go to chicagopriest.com.
I'm sure you've heard the wonderful news. Pope Francis is coming to Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families in September. Would you like to go? Marriage and Family Ministries is partnering with Faith Journeys Travel Company to host a pilgrimage to Philadelphia. This is a 7-day, 6-night trip to the World Meeting to attend the Congress and papal events. For more information, please go to familyministries.org and click on World Meeting of Families. All are welcome, so begin planning for this historic event. We are back with Made for Life, and I'm talking with Alice Heinzen, who represented the families in the United States with her husband, Jeff, at the Extraordinary Synod on the Family. And just to kind of get back a little bit more to your preparation for the Extraordinary Synod, Alice, what did you guys, when you went, what did you tell all the people who were gathered at the Vatican about what was going on in the United States with family?
Yes. Well, just a point of clarification, and then we'll get into that. Jeff and I were delegates to the World Meeting of Families, but our real representatives were actually the bishops and the cardinals from the U.S.
Okay.
So we were delegates. By no means would we consider ourselves the representatives of all of the lay of the U.S. That's an awesome title. but we were delegates. But we were asked to address the full assembly in a 4-minute presentation on the second day of the synod. They asked us to open one of the afternoon meeting. And in that, what we basically told everyone about the U.S. from our vantage point is that people that were raised in the 60s and the 70s, as Jeff and I were, had a really lovely witness in large part to marriage and family life from our own parents. In both Jeff's and my case, we learned everything we basically know about marriage and family life from watching it have unfold in our homes. Mm-hmm. Our mom and dad, you know, they loved each other. They had their little disagreements. They always worked them out. They always were committed to each other. They helped each other out. They were the helpmates. They had children. They disciplined us. They wanted us to work, et cetera, et cetera. It unfolded for us naturally in our families and in our homes. Today, we're not exactly there anymore. Children are not provided that daily witness in their homes as we were. So what we raised to the synod participants is, gosh, we have a new challenge in front of us, because instead of these kids getting it in their homes, we are going to have to find other ways of getting the beautiful, rich teachings of marriage and family out to them when the witness of their home is not strong or present. So that was the first thing that we said. And then the second thing that we said falling off of that is that the methodologies that we use today are going to have to vary from what they were back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even after the year 2000. We have to be much more aware of who we're addressing and what is their situation, so that we can get the message to them in a very appealing and attractive way.
Mm. Yeah, and it seems like that's what the message from the Pope is, that how do we address people in a more pastoral way? How do we reach out? How do we get into people's lives and share the message of this good news for them? So, yeah, that resonates.
And yes.
What would you say was the thing that shocked you or that just educated you on what was going on globally in families? Was there anything in particular that just stood out? Any story that just stood out?
Oh, my. There were many.
Yeah.
But I would say that many of the problems or challenges facing families today, I would put them loosely in one of two containers. One is the challenges that we provide families ourselves. So it's challenges at our own hand. In the U.S., I think that people would understand we get so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Busyness is at our, you know, that's something that we allow ourselves.
Are in control of, yep.
Yep, so it's at our own hands. So mm-hmm. we get so caught up in the, you know, materialism and the doing and being, you know, going, that we sometimes forget how to be a family.
Yeah.
And so that would be one category. But I think the other category, and this was the one that was, I think, harder for me to hear and just really pull into my heart, were the problems that challenge families that are done not at their own hand.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one of the married couples that attended the synod with us was from Iraq. And the whole Mosul experience where literally their family members had 5 to 10 minutes to leave, and I mean leave, to never return to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that those of us in the United States can hardly wrap our head around.
Yeah.
You know, the stories, we talked with the bishop from Africa who is giving pastoral care to the families whose daughters were stolen in 2013 out of that girls' school.
Yeah.
There were 200 girls that were, you know, literally stolen. And, to hear that, I mean, none of us again here in the Midwest, much less the United States, can imagine what it would be like if we send our kids to school and then we're getting notification that someone came in and stole them.
No. Oh, my gosh.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the closest we can come, and it's so sad even to be able to have an experience of, you know, a school shooting or something like that, you know, it's just those. So the two problems or the challenges I would put in one of two categories, those that we create at our own hand that we have control over and those that we have no control over.
Mm, that is amazing. And just, again, to put into perspective the different problems, the different struggles from around the world, it's just got to be grounding for us, too.
Yeah, and you know, and one of the things, so the first week, we were all in a large group. Everybody was together. And the second week, they broke us up into small discussion groups. And in that small discussion group, we were primarily with representatives from Africa and Asia and the Middle East, if you will. And what was very interesting to me was to hear from especially the African bishops, the joy that they could tell us about of their families, despite the fact that they have very little infrastructure. You know, their water isn't necessarily clean. They have to go a long ways to get their water. They don't have a lot of material wealth, if anything at all. But yet, these are joy-filled people.
Yeah.
You know, the lack of materialism for them frees them up to just be with each other and, you know, go outside and sing and dance and take care of things, and they're unburdened in a very wonderful way. And to hear that story, I thought many times at night, oh, my goodness, perhaps that's part of the solution for the challenges here in the U.S., is for us to unburden ourselves from all that material and the scheduling and everything else so that we can just be with each other and just find the joy that, you know, Jesus Christ wants for us as families.
Yeah, I think people do crave that. Families do crave that. Parents crave it. You know, we were just all day Sunday at a track meet for 6 hours, which was lovely, but just really craving more unscheduled family time that doesn't just happen over a vacation, but happens regularly in our lives, even on a weekly basis, too. So we have to take another break. And when we return, I want to hear about the Pope and your experience of meeting the Pope. I know my listeners will be definitely eager to hear that. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Are there engaged couples in your parish who are separated by distance because of the military, work, or other situations? These couples may find it difficult to fulfill the marriage preparation requirements. Now there is a way to prepare these couples through an online Catholic marriage prep class found at the Marriage Ministries website, marriageministries.com. Couples watch videos, answer questions that require reflection, and talk about each section over Skype at their own pace. The course is incredibly convenient and easy to use and is now also offered in Spanish. So check out this valuable resource that will help couples strengthen their relationship, catechize them in the Catholic faith, and help them deepen their commitment to the sacrament they are about to receive. Go to marriageministries.com today.
All right, everybody, let's pray the rosary.
Don't forget to say grace.
We have to do what God wants us to do.
My mom laid the foundations for me to discover God.
How does this bring you closer to God?
The path to holiness is in doing God's will.
If you are called to be a priest, that's how you will be fulfilled.
My mom helped me get through difficulties in my discernment.
Think of the big picture.
Keep things in perspective.
Are you praying?
My mom played a huge role in my journey to the priesthood.
She still does.
Our moms nurture our vocations.
Without my mom being who she is, there's no chance I'd have entered the seminary.
My mom says she had a feeling I would be a priest.
To hear the call of God, we need to be in a position to hear it.
Hearing God starts at home, with the family.
Thank you, Mom.
I would not be at the seminary if it wasn't for you.
Our seminarians were encouraged by their parents to discover God's call in their lives. Do you encourage your son? St. Joseph College Seminary, the best place to discern. For more information, visit cometojoseph.org.
We are back with some final words from our guest, Alice Heinzen, the director of the Office for Marriage and Family Life in the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And Alice, we only have a few minutes, but I would love for you to talk about your experience with Pope Francis. You had told a story about him blessing some things that you had brought with you, and I'd love for you to share a little bit of that.
Sure. For your listeners, Pope Francis literally cleared his calendar. He was with us for almost 2 weeks. So we had daily access to him. He was there. He was with us. And we had a coffee break every day. And one day I had brought in several very special items that people gave me before I left for Rome. So a rosary for my sister, a Teens Encounter Christ cross for my brother, something for a farmer, you know, just all these little medals and things that people have had in there, you know, and used. Anyway, I had them in the coffee break, and the Pope came up, and we had a little priest assigned to us who was a translator. So through the translator, I was explaining to the Holy Father that this rosary was my sister's, and this medal was my neighbor's, and this tech cross was my brother's, and this was for this farmer, and I'm explaining it, and the Pope is standing really, literally right in front of me, listening to the translation, And when we were done, when I was done explaining, he put his hand over all of the items and touched each one. And then in English, which is not his native tongue, and he rarely uses it, he looked me in the eye and he said, "Tell them to pray for me." And, you know, so we have obviously, I have a picture of him doing this also, you know, where we're having this discussion. And I have given that picture with each of the items that was blessed that day. And my, it has brought so much joy to the people who gave me the medals and the rosaries and the tech cross. You know, they really feel this very strong connection with the Holy Father. Your listeners need to know this man is as he appears. He is a humble, gentle, joy-filled man. Every day when he came in, there was very low pomp and circumstance. He considers himself a commoner. He calls himself Pope II, not Pope I. He says Pope Benedict is still Papa I, and he makes that very clear. But he just loves his people, and he wants to be with us.
Yeah, that's amazing. And also just the fact that he's reached out worldwide and asked for, by putting out questionnaires to dioceses across the world, wants to hear what family life is like all across the world, wants our voices to be heard. I mean, that's extraordinary.
It is, and he means it. I mean, he literally, when he heard the stories that we heard, you could tell they were affecting him. You could tell that he was taking it in like, oh, you know, dear Jesus, you know, take this burden away from this group of people in this part of the world. So, yeah, but he's also very joy-filled. He's got a smile that just radiates and pulls you in. It's like looking at the face of Christ. You know, kind of brings you to a tearful state and almost to your knees. But, yeah, what a privilege to see and be with him.
Well, what an amazing experience that you had, and thank you for accepting being a delegate there, you know, on behalf of so many families, and just thank you for sharing today this experience. I think we'll really look forward to the Synod on the Family as well as the World Meeting of Families, and the Pope coming to Philadelphia, which is amazing too.
Oh, I know, and I think he's got some time with our Congress. Boy, are we going to pray for that the graces of the Holy Spirit are upon us. I just pray that a lot of people take the time to either get to New York, to Washington, D.C., or to Philadelphia, certainly, so that they can really see this man, because it will change your life.
Yeah. Well, and we thank you again for having you on as a guest. Thank you for your experience and blessings and your wonderful ministry in La Crosse and beyond, too. And also to let you know that there are still spots open for the two pilgrimages to the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. And for more information, you can go to familyministries.org. We'll be celebrating at Great America on June 14th and also at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Des Plaines for a mini World Meeting of Families on September 5th. All are invited. All the information is on our website. So, Alice, thank you so much for joining us.
You are so welcome, Amanda. Enjoy your weekend day.
All right, and blessings to you. And please join us for another program on marriage and family next month. God bless.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.